Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning with Hawaiian music and mana'o, a great way to start the weekend. Thanks to the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network. Aloha, aloha kākou, dear friends, and welcome to Nakai Evalu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian islands every Saturday morning, just like today. Well, Kaho'one's kind of on summer break today, huh?
He wasn't feeling too well, so we're going to send our aloha out to Kaho'one. Hope he feels better for our next show.
Mm-hmm. You take it easy, Kaho'one. Vicky Holt-Takamine's here, Noe Tanigawa, and we got a great show ahead.
We've got lots of haumana in the room, so it'll be a fun, very youthful show today.
Full of energy, because we're catching them right before they head off to
Cambridge, Massachusetts. They're heading out to Harvard Medical School for the summer. It's a 3-week summer program sponsored by Harvard Medical School.
If you'd like to find out how your science-loving keiki might like to do this too, well, you just stay listening. And if you'd like to check out what the program's like and the kids who are going to go, we got that all coming up on Nakai Evalu, brought to you every weekend, every Saturday morning, by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Outside to see if the waves are breaking head high or they're crumbling at the knee. I need to choose what board I'll use, my tanker or my gun, but I'll grab my snorkel fins and spear if waves are none to one. I swing my hips from left to right, the kuʻi on me just right. It's the Menehune beach from Boge, boy is it a sight. I swing my hips from left to right, on me just right. It's the Menehune Beach Bumboge. Oh, what a sight.
Menehune Beach Bumboge. Menehune Boogie Boogie.
Oh, what a sight.
Menehune Beach Bumboge. Menehune Boogie Boogie.
Not your summer, no more waves, so let's picnic in the park.
Swimming, fishing for a llama, jumping from the rock. Winter waves are mountains and the best go out to show that the spirit of true surfers know that
Eddie would go.
I swing my hips from left to right. I groove it on me just right. It's the Minnehune Beach Bum Boogie. Boy, is it a sight. I swing my hips from left to right. I groove it on me just right. It's the Minnehune Beach Bum Boogie. Oh, what a sight. Surfing with the mew, no one can beat. Lau Lau Poke Poi, Lo Mi Salmon, and some Opie. I eat until my hope is full. I know that it's a fact that I'm coming down with all the symptoms of
Kanak attack.
I swing my hips from left to right. I groove it on me just right. It's the Minnehune Beach Bum Boogie. Boy, is it a sight. I swing my hips from left to right. I groove it on me just right. It's the Minnehune Beach Bum Boogie. Boy, is it a sight. I swing my hips from left to right. I groove it on me just right. It's the Minnehune Beach Bum Boogie. Oh, what a sight.
Minnehune Beach Bum Boogie.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Come.
Saturday mornings, it's gotta be Nakai Evalu. Hope you're loving the Hawaiian music as much as we love bringing it to you. And we're extra charged up today because of all the youthful energy in the room here in the kitchen. We've got students who are going off to Harvard Medical School's Native American Summer Program. And the idea with their program is to open up the biomedical pipeline for Native high schoolers. We have with us, right around the table right now, Hinale Moana Falemei, who is going to be one of the teachers and chaperones up there. She's also director of culture at Halau Lokahi there in Kalihi. And we have at the kitchen table Jasmine Foster from King Kikalike High School on Maui. Welcome, Jasmine.
Hi.
Great. So, Hina, tell us a little bit about you, Halau Lokahi, and, you know, say hello to everybody.
Hi, oia no. Aloha nui mi a kako. Aloha mai e ko Hawaii nei pai aina mai kahiki no kala I Hawaii ma kumukahi a hiki kawela no kala I ni ihau. Aloha nui mi a kako e na ohana poloa o ko e ho'olohe mei nei. A mahalo nui no hei no ke ia hui ana. Wau ho ike ia o hina lei moana, fale mei. A o kumahalo anui no ho ike ia ia o kou e na hoa makamaka e ho'olohe mei nei. Mai kule ana on this trip is to accompany our five lovely young women on our journey as we travel to Amelika, to the East Coast. And I'm really honored that I was offered this opportunity to travel with them through the work that I've been able to accomplish at Halau Lokahi Public Charter School, which is located in the Kalihi District. And we service students from kindergarten through 12th grade.
So applications are open right now.
Applications are open. You can call us up at 832-3594. And also, you can check us out on the web, halaulokahi.com. Or you can YouTube us. You can Google us. You can do a lot of things. But we're out there servicing not only the Hawaiian community, but others who are interested in Hawaiian-based, Hawaiian-focused learning at a charter school level.
Wow.
What does that mean?
It means that the curriculum that we implement throughout the K through 12 levels will somehow be oriented or grounded or focused back into the Hawaiian culture. And ideally, we work towards maintaining a good balance of Western academia as well as Hawaiian theme, Hawaiian emphasis. Values, cultural practices, perspectives, and basically, how do we empower our children for the future of our Hawaii?
Now, is Halau Lokahi a Hawaiian language immersion school?
No, Halau Lokahi is bilingual. It is bicultural. So therefore, our goal is to enable our students to be self-responsibly free and to be able to walk in two worlds as best they can.
That's great. Have you had any graduates yet?
Yes, we've had several graduates. This is our eighth year of operation. And for this year's graduating class, we've had five students graduate this year. So congratulations to them. And what else can I say about our program? It is through opportunities like this that hopefully will not only be able to touch other students from around the island, but also Halau Lokahi students as well. And we did have two students, I believe. That's right.
Have already been on this Harvard program?
Yes.
Oh, that's terrific. We've been hearing from Hinale Moana Falemei, and she's a director of culture there at Halau Lokahi in Kalihi. And she's one of the chaperones who's going to Cambridge in the next week or so to spend 3 weeks up at the Harvard Medical School's Native American Summer Program. Another of our guests here, Jasmine Foster from King Kikalike High School on Maui, is heading up herself. So we'll be back and talk with her. Coming up on Nakai Evalu. Oh,
though some have changed, some forever, not for better, and some have gone, and some remain. All these places have their moments, with lovers and friends, I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living, but in my life I love them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compared with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never ever lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them, but in my life I've loved you more. Though I know I'll never ever lose affection for people and things that went before, I know and stop and think about them, but in my life I've loved you more. In
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Christ, come on the honey me. Oh my goodness, cuckoo vine. Now that you are in my arms, eulala eho, darling, pili mame, oh, wrap your arms around my waist, come on the honey me. Now that you are in my arms, eulala eho, darling, pili mame oe, darling, pili mame oe, darling, pili mame
It's Saturday, the Hawaiian Way with Nakai Evalu. Kaho'one panoke, we're giving him a little break just for today. Vicky Holt Takamine is here, Noe Tanigawa. And today, students and teachers from the Harvard Medical School's Native American Summer Program. The Ho'olu Project is what it's called here in Hawaii, and it's a chance for Hawaiian high schoolers to experience the biomedical sciences for 3 weeks in Cambridge. Wow! So we'll be back with more on that and with more music for the Ohana at Kumukahua, the place for local theater. They've got their big Kalabash fundraiser tonight. Everybody's getting ready at the theater there on Merchant Street right now. You can still call them for tickets. There's terrific food, killer silent auction every year. And get ready because Lee Cataluna's hilarious play, Damea, is coming back to Kumukahua in August. So have fun tonight, you guys. In touch with your weekend, it's gotta be Nakai Evalu every Saturday on the Visionary Radio Network, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS.
He mo'olelo ko na ka naka apau. Na kekahi mo'olelo e a o aku. Na kekahi e ho ulu mai. Na nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana a ka Hawaii. Today we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Velina Mai, gather the Ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEVE TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oeve.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and LinkUp programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs, featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and LinkUp programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
You're starting your weekend with Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
I'm waiting on a warm and sunny seashore, yearning for the one that I adore. My heart is true, I'm thinking of you forever. I'll love you, Kainoa. I see a sunbeam dancing on the water, surfing on a wave that comes to shore. The promise in that beam is a long-awaited dream. It tells me that you love me, Kainoa. Now day is done, the sun sets, Kainoa. Stars are peekabooing from above. The moon gets brighter still. In my heart I feel a thrill. The trade winds say you love me, Kainoa. The silvery moon is shining on the land, casting palmy shadows on the sand. They dance beneath the moon while the breezes hum a tune. They do this 'cause they love you, Kainoa. Kainoa.
Nice. Great to be with you, kicking off the weekend together on Nakai Evalu. Vicky Holtakamine is here. Kaho'one is taking a break today. Noe Tanigawa in studio with our guests from Harvard Medical School's Native American Summer Project. One of those students who's going to be taking part is Jasmine Foster from King Kikaulike High School there on Maui. And Vicky Holtakamine, through her foundation, Pa'i Foundation, knows a lot about this.
Well, this is our fifth year participating in the program. This is a program that was initiated by Harvard Medical School in partnership with Hopi High School. And I heard about the program when my son was getting his master's degree at Harvard JFK School of Government. He was working on his master's in public administration. And my daughter-in-law was working at Harvard Medical School. And she says, you know, we got this high school program. And I said, could you introduce me to the professors? I'm going to get our Hawaiians into the program. So when I went up for his graduation, I met the professors and I said, so how about, you know, can Hawaiians come to this program too? And he said he'd love it, but they couldn't afford the airfare. And I said, not to worry. I raised the money to send the kids up. You take care of them when they're there. So we've been doing this for 5 years now. We've sent 40 high school students, Native Whoa. Hawaiians, to this program. Some of them have graduated and are now at Harvard, at Stanford, at USC, at different schools across the nation. So It's a really good opportunity.
And the idea is to get kids into the biomedical sciences.
Well, the idea was to introduce them into a program for high school. I introduced them to the idea that they can get into a school like Harvard. Because oftentimes our students, they don't look past the University of Hawaii, which is a very good school, or they don't look past the West Coast, which is kind of close to Hawaii and close to their families. They also don't think that they can qualify for a school like Harvard, so they never really try. And what we learned from in the past is that the students come home empowered. They know what they have to do to earn the grades to get into those schools, and they then affect the rest of their friends, their teachers, and their schools.
Whoa, Jasmine from King Kekalike on Maui. What did you have to do to get into the summer program?
Well, besides writing the application, I have to write a few essays and get 3 recommendations from my biology teacher and 2 recommended of my choice.
What are you the most interested in at school?
I'm really good at math, and I really like science.
It's a perfect program for her because it expands their outreach into the community. I mean, it broadens their outlook into the schools.
Is your family excited for you?
Yes, they're very. Oh,
that is so neat. Jasmine Foster from Maui. By this time on Monday, these fantastic female students here from Hawaii will be deep into their program there at Harvard Medical School. So we're going to tell you more about it coming up on Nakai Evalu. We come at you every Saturday morning here on the Visionary Radio Network, thanks to the help from Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Always be true. 'Cause you make me feel so. And you make me feel so right. And when I look into your eyes, I don't have to think twice.
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Well, how's your morning going? We got a full kitchen going here at Nakai Evalu. We're getting the backstory on the 2009 edition of the Harvard Medical School's Native American Summer Program. It's administered through the Pa'i Foundation here in Hawaii. Their Ho'oulu project finds the students who'll be heading off to Cambridge very, very soon to start out 3 weeks of summer education there on the Harvard campus. Pretty neat, huh? Vicky Holt-Takamine has been telling us about it.
So are you excited, Shami? This is Shami.
Shami Ann Keawe from Pearl City High School.
Hi. I'm very excited. I'm really looking forward to this program.
So, do you know most of the students that are going?
I actually only know one, but I was fortunate enough to meet these other three today.
Yeah.
This morning.
In preparation for going, yeah. But you folks have been together for the last few days.
Yeah. It was a fun time.
Yeah, good. They've been housed at Punalu'u, a little hale down at Punalu'u, and are just getting all their stuff ready, preparing themselves for the Harvard program, where they do some cultural exchange. So on this program, they'll be going to school with Wampanoag, Sioux,
Hopi
mm-hmm. students from Montana, from Fort Peck in Montana, Hopi High School as well. So they're going to go to a powwow.
Oh.
Yeah. So are you excited?
Yeah, I'm very excited.
So what kind of things do you like to do?
I like to go to the beach, play volleyball, and I like to run. And I like to talk too, so it works out.
Sounds like you'll be popular in and out of class there
probably.
In Cambridge.
What do you think you want to do after school, after you graduate from high school?
I probably want to start down here in Hawaii with the, like, probably at UH, and then look forward towards the mainland, probably at like Chapman University or USC.
What do you want to go into?
I want to be a doctor or a lawyer. I'm trying to decide between both of those two. So maybe this program will make or break my decision.
It's a great. You'll stay at Harvard Law School dorms,
yeah,
and you'll go to Harvard Medical School. So, you know.
It balances out.
Yeah, there you go.
So, yeah.
I'd like a doctor who likes to talk for a change. So I don't know. You could go both ways, girl. Yeah.
So it's all good.
And what about your family? Were they surprised when you got this?
Yeah, they're surprised because I actually got a phone call from Vicky, and then they thought that it was fake at first, so my mom had to email again to make sure that it was real, so yeah. Oh. So they were kind of shocked.
Well, congratulations, Shammy. Shammy Kayabe from Pearl City High School. She is heading off to Harvard Medical School's Native American Summer Program, and we're finding out more about it with all the participants this morning here on Nakai Evalu. Thanks for joining us.
Across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Breeze, but you roll, take me home. feel spirit coming to me from yesterday, yesterday. All my memories hold heaven on high. Brown skin woman, clear blue island sky. Daytime sun shines, oh so bright. Midnight moon a glowing, stars up in the sky. Got you roll, take me home to the place I belong. Mount Kala, take me home, take me home. Got you roll. I hear a voice in the morning comes to calling, as though to remind me of my home far away. We driving down the road, I feel spirits coming to me of yesterday, yesterday. Almost heaven, West Mocha, High Ridge Mountain, crystal clear blue waters. All my friends there sitting on the beach, young and old among them eating fish straight from the sea.
Rain or shine, it's a great Hawaiian Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu, classic and contemporary Hawaiian music, and Mana'o, that is thoughts or ideas for your enjoyment. And we're talking with students today from Harvard Medical School's Native American Summer Project that offers Native American high schoolers a taste of the biomedical field in Cambridge for 3 weeks. Our students will study with Hopi, Sioux, and other Native American students. You want to go? Do you have a KQ who's interested in science, maybe would like to check it out? We can help connect you via our website, nakaievaluradio.com. Send us an email if you'd like. Check out past programs. Make a request. We'd love to hear from you. In fact, we've got a song for our friends in Ho'olehua coming right up on Nakai Evalu, brought to you by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Vilina Mai. Gather the Ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment, featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program, Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEVE TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oeve.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Wes Kimura, a mortgage loan officer at Bank of Hawaii in Hilo. Buying a home for the first time can be a little intimidating and confusing, but there's a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping first-time homeowners. It's called the Hawaii Homeownership Center. Its mission is to provide free education, information, and support to create successful first-time homeowners in Hawaii. By increasing homeownership, the Hawaii Homeownership Center aims to build stronger families and communities throughout the state. You'll find centers on Oahu, Kauai, the Big Island, and soon on Maui. To learn more, visit hihomeownership.org.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's only weekly statewide FM radio magazine. Thanks to Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network. right. Nice suggestion. Thanks for that, Wenlihue. And we've got a special request for Makaha next. On Nakai Evalu, kicking back around the kitchen table this morning with the participants in Harvard Medical School's Native American Summer Program. It's administered through the Pa'i Foundation here in Hawaii. Their Ho'oulu Project finds the students in Hawaii's high schools to send up to Cambridge for 3 weeks of education every summer. Boy, that's coming up real fast. Tiara Lima's with us right now from Island Pacific Academy in Kapolei. Vicky, she's one of the people. That's right.
So, welcome to Naka'e Valu. This is a radio show. You actually have to talk.
Hi.
Hi.
Tiara, so glad to have you here.
Yeah, me too.
What grade are you in?
I'm going to be a senior at Island Pacific Academy.
What are your favorite subjects over there?
I like math, and I don't usually like science, but I took chemistry this past year, and then I liked it a lot. So it's kind of why I applied for this program.
Tiara, when you applied for the school, did you know that what you were going to do when you got out of high school?
No. That's how the Island Pacific Academy helped me to grow and stuff. At first, I wanted to be a lawyer, and now I'm looking into medicine and business.
But you're also a participant in the KS Scholars Program, Kamehameha School Scholars Program,
yes.
Aren't you? And actually all five of the students that have been selected for this year's program are also KS Scholars participants. Tell us a little bit about KS Scholars.
It's a program sponsored by Kamehameha Schools. I've been participating in it for a few years now. They help you to find scholarships and grants and prepare you for college and stuff.
So a little bit more opportunity. And actually, I think Andrea Diaz, who is the coordinator for the KS Scholars Program, helped to facilitate the application process for all of the students. We send this out to every high school in the state and hope that the counselors will share the application with Native Hawaiian students throughout their campuses. So if you're looking at, I'm hoping that we'll be able to send students again next year. So we take sophomores and juniors. So Tiara's just finished your junior year, yeah?
Yes.
You're going to be a senior at Island Pacific Academy.
Yes.
Yay! So that's great. We have two juniors going and three sophomores this year.
And so they fill out an application form to and send it to Pa'i Foundation.
That's correct.
And how are the participants chosen?
We look at their transcripts. We ask for transcripts to be sent from the schools. We hope that they have, on the average, a B average. We're not looking for the really, really, I mean, not that they cannot apply an A student, because some of them, these students are. But we're looking for students that can do the work at Harvard. So we ask for a B average and three letters of recommendation, and we ask them to do a personal statement and an essay on the health problems of Native Hawaiians.
We're finding out about Harvard Medical School's Native American Summer Program that's administered through the Pa'i Foundation here in Hawaii. It's a chance to go up and study biomedical sciences in Cambridge for 3 weeks during the summer. And we've got some of the participants here in the kitchen with us this morning on Naka'i Evalu. Coming at you every Saturday, compliments of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
With the pieces I place, come on over. Put a smile upon my face, and if all my bad days came at once, you know just what to do. Come on. You can
Kai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Mapu'i ya ke ala o ka pika ke
Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. You're looking for parking right now. I know. We got a song for you coming right up. Kaho'one Panoke, taking a break today. Vicky Holtakamine here in the kitchen, Noe Tanigawa, along with a whole group of guests that we have. We're about to head up to Cambridge, Massachusetts, as part of the Harvard Medical School Native American Summer Program. What a project.
It is. Are you ready, Kristen?
Yes, I am.
Kristen Wong from Punahou is one of those heading up. Kristen, what do you think a program like this could do for you? How does it fit in with your interests?
I have interest in medical and science and math, and I wanted to see if the medical field is what I wanted to pursue in life. And I was looking forward to learning more about medicines and how the human body works.
The students had a chance to meet with the professors. We went on my video chat on Gmail. Has a little video chat. And their parents, we talked to the professors in Harvard and in Cambridge, and they got a little taste of what their program is going to be like. They do case-based study. So we'll pretend, Kristen. Now, I have a patient. Her name is Noe, and she's got headaches every day. So what do you think is wrong with her?
She might be sick.
Right. Or could she be? She's a little bit thirsty all the time. Maybe she's dehydrated. What kind of medication is? How old is she? So the students actually have a problem. They go through this process, and then they have to figure out what's wrong with Noe.
Oh, really? So it's like medical detectives. That makes it more fun.
You know House.
Yeah,
it's right. Exactly like House. Okay, I love House. The students, it really is. They have this chart. They put up their chart. They have all the symptoms. They write down. Then they go research what they're. You know, what is the problem? What do you think it is? What are the symptoms?
You've seen students when they return from this, right, Vicky?
I've actually went up to with the program for a little bit. I didn't stay the entire 3 weeks, but I went to see the program. And at the end of the program, they have to do a group presentation to the Harvard School. And other professors and medical students are invited for their presentation at the end. It's quite a fun experience. But you work hard, be prepared not to sleep. Not because they're studying so hard, mostly because they're playing as much as they are studying. So.
Have you ever been to Cambridge before?
No, I haven't.
Oh my gosh, Kristen.
But you've traveled before with parents?
Yeah, but never to the East Coast.
And have you traveled by yourself before?
Never.
Never without the parents. Ah, so first. But this is good.
Yeah. It's a good opportunity for all of us.
You're excited?
Yeah.
I think the parents are even more excited than the students.
Incredible way to go and an incredible way to grow. We're talking about Harvard Medical School's Native American Summer Program. The Ho'olulu Project is what it's called here in Hawaii, administered by the Pa'i Foundation. And it sends Hawaiian high school students up to Cambridge to study for 3 weeks. If you think your keiki might be interested, check out our website because we can tell you more right there at nakaievaluradio.com.
Stand across the room, the space of a lifetime there between us. And I recall you, you haven't changed, you look the same. And that small fact makes it seem so long ago.
listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Nice one. And that's for you in Kailua washing the car this morning. And we got a song coming up for everyone pulling together for tonight's fundraiser for Puna Community Medical's Urgent Care Center. They're presenting comedy and music tonight at the Akebono Theater in Pahoa, 7 p.m. You found out about it on Nakai Evalu. We hope you'll make a lot of money tonight. Keep that urgent care center going, you guys. Nakai Evalu is Hawaii's only statewide FM radio magazine, coming at you every Saturday morning with Hawaiian music and mana'o. Today, we're finding out about a Harvard program that your keiki might like to participate in next year. High schoolers are invited to Cambridge to dig into biomedical sciences for 3 weeks, and it's all free. We'll be back with more, but check out our website for a quick connect. That's nakaievaluradio.com. We come to you every Saturday, compliments of Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
He mo'olelo ko na ka naka apau. Na kekahi mo'olelo e a oaku. Na kekahi e ho ulumai. Na nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kula na ka Hawaii. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Velina Mai, gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEV TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs, featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Wes Kimura, a mortgage loan officer at Bank of Hawaii in Hilo. Buying a home for the first time can be a little intimidating and confusing, but there's a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping first-time homeowners. It's called the Hawaii Homeownership Center. Its mission is to provide free education, information, and support to create successful first-time homeowners in Hawaii. By increasing homeownership, the Hawaii Homeownership Center aims to build stronger families and communities throughout the state. You'll find centers on Oahu, Kauai, the Big Island, and soon on Maui. To learn more, visit hihomeownership.org.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
I knew, hey, I know you.
To all of us. It's a kako thing every Saturday morning here on Nakai Evalu. Kaho'one, taking a break today. We're thinking about you, Kaho'one. Vicky Holtakamine is here. Noe Tanigawa here. And today we're finding out about how biomedical science is going to be fun for the students here in the room today. We have participants in Harvard's Native American Summer Program, which is called in Hawaii, the Ho'olulu Project, administered by the Pa'i Foundation. Vicky, Is it tough for students to get in the pipeline and maybe get to go themselves next summer?
It is. We try and get as many applicants as we can, and we want to encourage everybody to apply and look for the application online at our website, PaiFoundation.org. It's closed right now, so it probably won't open till December or January of next year, and we try and get that selection process out by February.
All right, that's how to do it. Kaulalani Robbins from Sacred Hearts Academy is one of those who's going to go.
Aloha. Thank you.
So she's heading out here. This is what, now you're a junior.
Junior, going to be a senior.
At Sacred Hearts Academy.
Yes.
What's your subject specialty?
Well, I like math and science, but I do like to do Hawaiian because I am Hawaiian and art.
But you also do a lot of other things outside of school.
Yes, I do. I paddle with the school. I also dance hula. There's a few clubs that I'm in at school, Mata UN, PAC. So there's quite a few.
Great. Are you looking forward to this trip?
Most definitely. It's going to be quite an experience.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It's hard work, but the students find that the work is really good work and it's good fun. Meeting other students, Native American students, so there's some cultural exchange. You can help with your hula.
Well, what's happening here?
We just came back. Well, we had a little get-together, so.
You're looking happy.
We're very happy. We are so excited to be get started.
Yeah. This is our opportunity to have the students meet each other before they go to Harvard so that they're comfortable with each other before they get there. Because you don't want to have, you know, just send students like right from their own homes up. So we give them a couple of days to get to know each other and have fun.
And they'll be mixing with other Native Americans.
Native American Hopi, Sioux, Wampanoag.
Fascinating program, and we're so happy that you'll be representing, you know. You'll be representing Hawaii. We're talking with students involved in Harvard's Native American Summer Program, and we're so glad to have them here with us in the kitchen at Nakai Evalu, and glad to have you along, too, every weekend. We're here every Saturday morning, thanks to Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and thanks to the Visionary Radio Network.
Ua makauka, a holo aku. No ke ano ahi ahi, ke aloha ala. I ka hali ali a ana mai. O ko ula. He o ke iala, ke lumai nei nā pēa. No ke ano ahi ahi, ke aloha ala, i ka hali ali a ana mai. O ko ula, he o ke iala, ke lumai nei nā pēa.
mahope. Hulia e oe, aheleka uala, eia I kamoana lipo lipo. Ke iu nei, kahele umala, uaka ue kahae. Heleka uala, eia I kamoana lipo lipo. Ua makauka, aholo aku kawakuka uala, aho ila, e ike ya maleka ailana. Ke alila no kalani luna lilo heinoa haina koinoa no ke alila no kalani luna lilo heinoa haina koinoa no ke alila kalani luna lilo heinoa.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Honolulu, I am coming back again.
I seem to hear the Polly calling me. I seem to hear the surf at Waikiki. And from Pacific Heights, I seem to see the lights of a city that is very dear to me. I seem to see
Kami kelani tawa.
Saturday, it's gotta be Na Kai Evalu. We just love spending Saturday mornings with you, and here we are again, a little bit before 10 o'clock, and it's time for our Olelo no Eau.
Our Olelo no Eau are those wise sayings and proverbs that have been passed down from generation to generation by our kupuna. So I've got a little help this morning for our Olelo no Eau, which is brought to you by Mobi PCS. But even more than that, I've got help from Kristen and Kaula. So our Olelo no Eau for today is
Ualehulehu amana mana kai kena Hawaii. Great and numerous is the knowledge of the Hawaiians.
So what do you think that means?
Well, for us, now that we're going to be going over to Harvard, we are going to apply this by absorbing as much as we can while we're up there so that we can spread what we learn with our Hawaiian people here.
That's my kai. And the other thing is that Hawaiians have a base of knowledge, too, that we, and I think it's what Hina was telling us earlier, that their school is based on the knowledge and in teaching through the Hawaiian culture, Hawaiian traditions, applying those practices to today's students and empowering our students through that practice and knowledge.
Thank you so much, Kaula, Kristen, and Vicky. This is Na Kai Evalu.
Beautiful Kanani, beauty you portray. Beautiful Kanani, ke aloha. Bright as the moonlight, the sea, when I see you dancing with the night wind, my arms reach out to join in. But beautiful Kanani, you smile and walk away. Let me be the one.
join in, but beautiful Kanani, you smile and walk
Evalu. Mahalo for your company around the kitchen table today. It has been so much fun sitting here with the participants in the upcoming Harvard Medical School Native American Summer Program is the long name for it. Actually, here in Hawaii, the Pa'i Foundation runs it through the Ho'oulu Project is what it's called. And we've got Keoki Naili'ili here. He's going to be one of the chaperones taking these students up.
I am, yes. First time, so it's pretty exciting for me as well.
So I met Keoki when we were in a program, and Hina as well, too, was in the same program with Carrie Ann Hewitt at the University of Hawaii. Mm-hmm. They were part of a program that helped them to get their teacher certification on the weekends instead of having to go through a regular school curriculum.
Right. Actually, we did use weekends, but it was a certified teacher education program out of the University of Hawaii. What was special about it was that we focused on Native Indigenous knowledge as well as Western academics and sort of making sure that the next generation of Native Hawaiians were competent in both cultural knowledge as well as being able to fully function in Western society.
So. That is so cool because of all the work you're doing in your graduate program. Mm-hmm.
Keoki is now at USC.
Right.
At USC.
And working on his PhD.
Right.
Wow.
Keoki also is a haumana of
Sunny Ching.
Yeah. And he's been dancing for Halaunamama Mama Opu'uanuhulu for
about 12 years, yeah.
So, you miss your hula?
I miss home. I miss hula. I miss the food. I miss the beach. I miss the clear water. You know, the friendly faces.
So, we're excited to have you with the students.
I'm definitely excited as well. I think one of the great things about this program is that it really helps to foster a love of academic areas like science and math. And I know it's not necessarily the most popular subjects in school, and especially for not a lot of Native Hawaiians.
We're talking about the Native American Summer Program sponsored by Harvard Medical School. It's run here in Hawaii as the Ho'oulu Project through Pa'i Foundation. And we'll be sending, that foundation will be sending five students up to Cambridge for 3 weeks in biomedical sciences. Incredible. We're here every Saturday from 8 until 10. Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. Kamehameha Schools and Mobi PCS, and brought to you with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. Today's Kumu 94.7 on Oahu, Q103 103.7 Maui, The Surf 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK 102.3 Molokai. Thank you so much, Jasmine Foster from Maui, Shami Keawe from Pearl City, Tiara Lima from there in Kapolei, Kaulalani Robbins from from Sacred Hearts and Kristen Wong from Punahou. Also, Hina Le Moana Falemei, she's from visiting. She came to us today from Halaulokahi, and Keoki Naili'ili from USC.
Woo, fight on.
Okay. Thank you all so much for being here today. Aloha.
Aloha.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Velina Mai, gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEVE TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oeve.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Wes Kimura, a mortgage loan officer at Bank of Hawaii in Hilo. Buying a home for the first time can be a little intimidating and confusing, but there's a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping first-time homeowners. It's called the Hawaii Homeownership Center. Its mission is to provide free education, information, and support to create successful first-time homeowners in Hawaii. By increasing homeownership, the Hawaii Homeownership Center aims to build stronger families and communities throughout the state. You'll find centers on Oahu, Kauai, the Big Island, and soon on Maui. To learn more, visit hihomeownership.org.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.